The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, we're back here on Senior Talk Radio at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're going to go right into our old-time radio, and today's is a suspense thriller, The Red Skeleton and the Stray Dogs.
The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, how are you, Red?
Well, I'm a little tired, Rod. Cleaning up a studio after Bob Hope gets through with it is no easy job, you know. But we did it in record time tonight, 30 seconds. How am I going to get these egg stains off my shoes, though? You look good tonight. I'm proud of that.
That's mine.
You look good tonight, Rod. I've never seen you look so healthy. Is that your real complexion, or did you go a little too far with your leg makeup tonight?
Well, I've been out in the sunshine all week, Red.
Oh, been out of town, huh?
Well, say, Red, is Mr. Raleigh still staying at your house?
Yes, I told him to treat my house as if he owned it.
And so?
He sold it this morning. Well, by the way, Mr. Raleigh wants you to tell the listeners that Willie Lump Lump, Dead Eye, J. Newton Numbskull, Bolivar Shag Nasty, and Junior all played by one person, me.
Well, how come?
Hmm?
How come?
Well, he don't want the people to think everybody on this program's nuts.
I saw you at the races with Mr. Raleigh.
Oh, how are you, Anita?
All right.
See, you're awful pretty for a girl. You really are very pretty. You're pretty as a picture tonight.
Well, thank you, Red, and you're prettier than a picture, too.
Yeah? Which one?
Last weekend. Yeah.
You proud of that, ain't you? Say, tell me, Anita, did you have any luck at the races?
No, did you?
No. If I had a bet on Paul Revere's horse, the British would have reached Lexington first.
Well, say, Red, did you take Mr. Raleigh out the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer studio?
Yes, I did. Had a little trouble getting through the gate, though.
Didn't the gate man recognize you?
That's what started the trouble.
Well, I suppose you introduced Mr. Raleigh to all the big stars.
Yeah, and they were all smoking Raleigh cigarettes when we came on the set.
I suppose Mr. Raleigh started smoking, too, huh?
Yes, right after Marilyn Maxwell smiled at him.
Well, good evening, all of my dear, dear friends.
What are you running for? What's on your mind, Mr. Forrester?
Did you show Mr. Raleigh the new cars on display across the street?
You gave that a great reading, you know.
Thank you, thank you.
Hardly paid you to join AFRA, did it? Yeah, I should. That's what's good about having a big band. When the audience don't laugh, they come in on it. Yeah, I showed Mr. Raleigh the new improvements on the cars, and they're really something. They have a new thing now for the California cars, a big rubber stamp on the front of it. When you hit a pedestrian, it comes down and says, killed in California. And here's something else nice to hear.
A saying old says that love is blind. Still I'm often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone to watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to my heart he carries the key. Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead, oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
Tonight, I would like to read from the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire a story entitled Stray Animals. Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons living, life really is stranger than fiction. Chapter 84 is entitled The Black and White Kitty. This is the story of Willie Lump Lump, the night owl, and a little unwelcomed animal.
Clock. I wonder what time it is.
Well, it's time you got home.
Hmm?
I said it's time you began. Look, be careful going down those steps.
Now, let me take hold of your arm, will you? Why didn't you tell me you were down at the bottom, huh?
Quiet, Willie. It's 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
People go to bed at 6 o'clock in this town.
Oh, well, then they shouldn't mind a little noise 3 hours before bedtime.
Come on, get in the car.
Okay, I'll get in the car.
Willie, get out of that trash can. The car's over here.
Let's put wheels on the can. It looks newer, huh? Well, come on, let's get going. Let's get going. I'll drive.
Oh, no, no, wait a minute. You're not going to drive, are you?
Well, I'll have to. I ain't no condition to walk. I'm a sick man, aren't I?
You are?
Yeah, I got no strength. You know how you push the covers back in the morning? Well, I use both hands and they still push me back. If Charlie Atlas' mother would only answer my correspondence. I wear suspenders and they lift me 3 inches off the ground.
Well, come on, let's get going.
Okay. They've been putting chewing gum in these gears, ain't they?
Willie, doesn't your wife get mad at you when you stay out late?
No, she's very considerate, you know. Like the day she sent me to the drugstore to get some arsenic with vitamin B1 in it.
Arsenic with vitamin B1 in it?
Yeah, she wants me to look good after I'm dead.
Well, look, do you stay out every night? Don't you get along?
No. We fight about the least little thing. Now, like tonight, we had a big argument just because I served her 2 scoops of mashed potatoes.
Well, what was wrong with that?
I don't know. It would have been different if my hands hadn't have been clean, you know.
Be careful, Willie. Look out, Willie. There's somebody in the road there. Something.
What's that? That's a cat. Look, a cat. Cat, the poor thing's lost.
Oh, look. Keep going, Willie. That's a skunk.
Why'd you call me?
I didn't call you anything. I just said that's not a cat.
It's true. I know a cat when I see one, and he's lost. That's it.
Oh, look. Just let it stay lost. What are you going to do?
I'm going to take it home. We got so many mites that they run down the street to meet the grocery truck.
Don't be silly, Willie. Don't you smell something?
No, I got a cold myself.
Oh, come on now. No one ever had a cold that bad.
I'm going to get this cat.
Willie, get out of the road. A car's coming.
Must have been an out-of-towner. He missed me. Come on,
Willie, let's go.
Not till I catch this cat, boy.
Look, Scooper, man, I'm telling you that's not a cat. Don't you know what a skunk is?
Sure, a skunk is just a cat with a dominating personality, boy. Yeah, come on, I got him. Boy, what a nice cat. Ain't he a beauty?
Well, don't point him at me. Look, I'm getting out of the car, and I'm not going to ride with that thing. I'm going to thumb a ride.
Well, good night, bud. See you later. Fine thing. Some people just got no kindness for poor little cats. Come on, get in the back seat there. Make yourself at home. I think my cold's loosening up around. I smell something burning around here. Boy, my wife's gonna love this cat, boy. You're all right, cat. I think he's been eating garlic or something. Well, here's your new home, kitty. Come on, boy. Wait till my wife sees you. She'll throw a fit, boy. Come on. Somebody must be making tires around here. Now, here's your new home, cat.
Yoo-hoo!
Wifey, dear. Alcoholite is home.
Well, it's about time. Good heavens, what have you got?
It's a cat.
A cat? Yep. Well, don't come near me with
we'll
that thing, or I'll throw you out the window.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
And here's your cat.
Come on, you little stinker, you.
You're listening to LIU Post Public Radio.